Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I am so excited. I am just so excited, y'all. Can you tell I'm excited? We have Jordan Streeter, 15-year-old kidpreneur, and he has his own tie-dye business. Oh, my gosh. His business is booming, y'all. And his future, this young kidpreneur, his future is bright. So, Jordan, how did you do it? What inspired you? Listening audience wants to know.
Well, nothing really inspired me, but I started doing art when I was really little, probably like 5, and I started drawing. And I think the first thing I drew was a fish, right?
Yeah.
Off a book. And I just drew it through, like, looking at it. So I just kept on drawing. And then I started painting around, like, 9th grade. And I just kept on painting and painting. And then during the summer, well, this summer, COVID came around. And I was going to start doing summer youth. But they closed it. So it was like, since we like art and we like fashion, then why don't we do tie-dye? So we started doing tie-dye around probably March, the ending of March, beginning of April. And it's been doing well ever since. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful mom, Miss Honey. How do you feel about it? Your son has such an awesome skill. How do you feel about this, being his mom?
Well, being that I can't draw stick people and I'm not good at art, but I am good at fashion, I'm actually very proud of him. When I really realized that he had a talent, like he said, he drew the fish off of the fish book. It's a book, it's where everybody knows the book. But he drew the fish exactly like the fish looked, and that's when I realized he had a talent. But when he got in high school and actually 10th grade, 9th grade, it was coming out, but 10th grade, he switched schools, and he got an art teacher that was really slamming, and I guess she just kind of brought it out in him and started him with the sip and paint type of atmosphere, like not alcohol or anything like that, but in her class, she would have like a snack and paint, and Jordan just like picked up the painting. One day I came in from work, and 2 paintings were hanging on my wall, and I was like, Jordan, your teacher did these? These are really nice. He said, no, Ma, I did them. Look at the initials at the bottom, and it said JS, and I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you could paint like this. So
and
when he started doing the tie-dye.
So with the tie-dye, our kids have so many talents, hidden talents inside of them, and if we as the parents don't see that and pull it out of them, I mean, you know, they go on life not knowing what their full potential is. So that's a great, great, great thing is to see, you know, our children. You know, I have kids as well. I mean, instead of looking at the negative, let's look at the positive. Let's pull out the positive in them. And so it seems like you saw life, COVID-19, I mean, threw lemons at you. And you decided to make lemonade. Man, I looked at your designs. How do you come up with all these different creative designs?
Well, sometimes I would look at, like, videos of, like, older people. And they would – well, I would look on YouTube and look up, like, tie-dye spirals or, like, tie-dye pleats, something like that. And then I would look at the video and grab a shirt and just follow the video.
So I got the hang of it. That's awesome. You do research. Mm-hmm. Why reinvent the wheel, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, YouTube, when I look at YouTube, you know, Google is my best friend. If I need to know something, I'll just Google. Okay, Google. I better not say too loud because he's going to answer. you know. But that's good. You got to do your research. You got to do your research. So tell me, what are your grades like in school?
They're like B's and A's. B's and B's.
That's good. B's.
He doesn't like gym.
Yeah, but I don't like gym.
He
I'm
don't
over.
Like gym.
<I'm over. laughs>
The easiest class to pass, he doesn't like it.
Well, you know, education is so important. I always tell folks,
yeah.
especially my kids, don't ever, ever, ever shortchange education. You know, you have your goals, you have your dreams, you have your business, but I'm telling you, got to get that college education. Is that ticket to write your future. Okay, so your grades got to be on point. What grade are you in right now?
I'm going to 11th.
11th grade. So in a couple years, you'll be out of your mama's house going off to college. How
yeah.
you feel about that, honey?
Oh, I feel that's wonderful. I have a college student right now here. That my son, he's 19. He graduated this year, but he's doing online courses. So I feel wonderful. My son was accepted to Virginia Union, but I have to make, I had him make the choice if he wanted to stay home or actually go abroad. But I'm very proud. I'm very proud. And I know Jordan would do well. Like, he does well with his education, his academics. He just don't like gym. That's the only course that I have a problem with him. I tell him, that's the easiest course to pass, gym. You don't like it. It's math, science. He don't like gym. But I'm very proud of my children. I have four. And
I
look at all of them. Because with four children, you have 16 different personalities. So you have to take the time with each one of them and learn who they all are at different stages. Who a child is at four is not who they are at 10. And who they are at 10 is not who they are at 16. So I thank God that I thank God that I have had an opportunity to take each one of them individually because I have four children. I have three boys and I have a daughter. So with my daughter, I have to be different than I am with my sons. So I've had an opportunity to pull out each one of their talents because they all have something different.
Wow.
Me and my daughter talk all the time where my 19-year-old plays basketball, my 26-year-old dances, and Jordan draws. Me and my daughter are in the medical field, so I guess we're just here to take care of people. So we don't necessarily have a talent. But when I look at my children and I see how they manifest the things that I've taught them and how their own individuality comes out, it makes me cry sometimes because as a single mom, it is not always easy to have a career yourself and raise your children, keep them off the street, keep them drug-free, and still be able to laugh and smile and have a good life. It's not easy. And with 2020 stepping in, and trying to knock us out at every corner that we turn, like our health, our mental stability, our finances, our living conditions, to still be able to hold on to that rope, I tell you, it is a blessing. And every time
but
I wake up in the morning, I'm not only thankful for talented children, I'm thankful for a life, you know. So that in itself is just,
so, I'm
thankful.
You know, I'm going to have to bring you back on, honey. And just talk about, are you a single mom too? Are you a single mom?
Yes, I'm a single mom.
Definitely bringing you in so we can talk about how, you know, how it is raising our kids as single moms in the 2020s.
It's not easy. Especially when you have these young kings out here.
Miss Honey, we got some callers. I want to open up the line. I see... last four, digit 6856, sir, you are live. Do you have a question for Jordan?
Yeah, I just want to know what really inspired him to do what he's doing.
Well, what inspired me was, I guess, I don't know, myself, I guess, since I like art. So I was just like, why not?
And I'm going to help you out here. Because it sounds like your mom is a praying mom, and I know God has put inside of every single one of us a dream and a desire. So I believe that, you know, with all of the inspiration around you, that pulled out what you have, sir. So you got to know that question. You got to know that answer, right? When someone asks, because they're going to ask you, what is wrong with you, Jordan?
You know? I was just looking at him like, we have this conversation a lot. And it's so funny to me because he's nervous. And he looks at me, he was like, Ma, I'm getting nervous. I know he's nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm going to answer that question again because I'm a pusher. So for him, I'm looking at him and I'm saying, all the things you tell me, like, Ma, I want to give back to the neighborhood. I want to help, you know. And I had to look at him like, what inspired you?
It's okay.
I have another caller.
I want to give the caller 4-digit 9051 an opportunity to ask their question. So caller, you're live. Caller 9051, you're live.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So, do you have a question for Jordan?
Well, I've just come in, so I haven't had a chance to hear the background of the story.
So we'll get back with you in a little bit. We got a couple more minutes left in our show, so we'll come back to you. I do have a few people text. Let's get a question for you in my text, in my chat box here, Jordan. What are your future plans?
Well, once I finish college, I wanted to go to California and start
Come on to California.
And I want to start I want to start another business, but it was going to be like dealing with architecture, because I was little, I always wanted to be an architect because I like buildings and it deals with art and math. I always wanted to be an architect.
Well, I'll have to introduce you to my son because he's going to school right now to study art, and I love to hear when I interview young adults, young kids. I love to hear what do you want to do in the future? And so go to school, get that education, get that degree, but never lose sight of your business. Always have your business as a plan B. Always. Because when life throws you lemons, you have multiple income streams coming in. And that's what makes an entrepreneur. Keep your grades up. If I can give you one advice, keep God first and number one in your life. Keep your grades up, and I know you love your mama and you listen to your mama, okay? But education is very important when you look like, okay, what do I want to do? Make sure you get that education. Any other questions? Let's look. I see a couple more come into the chat. We have room for one more, and then we got to wrap this interview up. I'm having so much fun. We got 90 seconds. Okay. They ask if you have a website. I'm gonna list his website on the live and on the radio show. And so we're gonna share that with you. But any closing thoughts, Jordan? Any closing thoughts?
No, not really.
What would you want your listening audience to know?
Well, I'll be doing this more, and I'll be.
We're going to see more designs. I'm going to be wearing some of his designs, y'all. I'm going to be wearing it. I'm going to invite him on again. And so I just want to thank everyone for listening and chiming in. We're going to continue this conversation offline on Facebook Live. So if you want to join us on Facebook Live, we can continue this conversation. Thank you so much, Jordan. Thank you so much, honey, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
On the Blog Talk Radio. And thank you, my callers. We have a few callers. If I missed you, next time we will get you. But it was a blast. I enjoyed interviewing you, Jordan. And I wish you all the best, all the best, all the future blessings coming your way, young man. You are going to make it, and you're doing it right now in a big way. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for having us. Have a blessed day. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.